Record 686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We've got a couple topics to address today, and I think the main one, the main concern of Americans is liberty, and should be. And I'm going to show you, scripturally speaking, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 10, which is also the verse that's found on our Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. You know the bell that cracked when we proclaimed liberty throughout the entire nation? What was it that was inscribed on that Liberty Bell is Leviticus 25, verse 10. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty. Now think about that. The 50th year, the bicentennial. You know, when folks are coming with these concepts and ideals, they don't even realize where they came from. But here we have the 50th year. This is the Lord speaking, God to his people. His people, America. We are his people in this nation, for we're a blood-bought nation. We were founded and established upon those principles which Christ bled and died for. Redemption. We were established, our laws were established by those Judeo-Christian laws found in our New and Old Testament. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land. And unto all the inhabitants thereof. That meant there's liberty for every human being, every citizen, not of a federal government, but every citizen of a state. And every state shall have liberty in the federal government. Every person being accountable to each other. We all have liberty. God said to proclaim liberty throughout all the land and unto all the inhabitants thereof. Liberty. Not regulation, not plunder, not injustice in our court systems or in our governments, but liberty. That's God's business. He's the author of liberty. Which would lead me to the next point. If you're thinking through this, if you're processing through this, and I want to go slow because so many times it's easy to smack you in the face with a concept or a principle, and by midweek next week you've forgotten about it. These things need to be ingrained in us as they were in our founding fathers, our forefathers. Liberty was a concept and a principle ingrained into these people, whether they saw it on the battlefield So they knew the fruit, or they knew the effort that it took to bring forth the fruit of liberty, or whether it was ingrained into the children of a generation that had liberty and knew the cost, and therefore they ingrained strong principles into their hearts. God's business is liberty. And without God, you cannot have liberty. Without an author, you cannot have a book. There's no books that don't have an author. Somebody had to author it and pen it. Without a painter, there's no painting. Somebody had to be the one to put the brush to the canvas and bring forth that piece of art. And folks, liberty, God is the author of. There's no liberty outside. There is no liberty aside from God. Talk about it if we want. It's as foolish as the man who sits on the railroad track and tries to deny the absolute truth that locomotives are real. He stands on the tracks, just as many folks stand in a country that's liberated and try to deny the author of that liberty. So they stand on a track, knowing full well that creator created those tracks for trains, but yet, in the pride of his mind, he would seek to say there is no such thing as a train. Without God, there is no liberty. Let me finish the verse. It shall be a jubilee unto you, a celebration, and you shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. Liberation. Liberation from bondage. God is the author of it. And it's inscribed upon our Liberty Bell, which incidentally was a dedication to the man who founded Pennsylvania, discovered, I don't know what you want to call it, colonized it, William Penn, who was a Christian man. Robert Winthrop had something to talk about. He was a major, he was a speaker, he was a lawyer and a philanthropist. He served as a speaker of the United States House of Representatives from 1847 to 1849. He said, the voice of experience and the voice of our own reason speak but one language. One language, America. We derive from one source. If we desire liberty, hey, listen, if you don't desire liberty, there's plenty of countries around the globe that you can move to. And you can have all the tyranny, all the oppression, all the communism, all the socialism, all of it that you want. You don't have to be here. But when you are here, we're united by one reason and one language. And this is what he goes on to say, both united in teaching us that men may as well build their houses upon the sand and expect them to stand when the rain falls and the winds blow and the floods come, as to found free institutions upon any other basis than that of morality and virtue, of which the word of God is the only authoritative word, rule, and the only adequate sanction. You might as well build upon sand. And in your arrogancy, expect your house to not fall when the rain comes, when the trials come, when the heat comes, when calamities come to our nation. We set our feet upon the rock at the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, the topic is liberty. And who is the author of that liberty? Where do we put our feet upon and what foundation is sure? I want to give another reference in the book of Psalms. It says, I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. And if any of you had trouble hearing what I just said, I said walk. Forgive me for my stuttering. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. What does David do? He seeks after the Lord's written word, the written word upon the flesh, the tablets of our heart. And he says, I'll walk at liberty when I seek those things. When I seek to do right, I will be at liberty, is what David's saying. If I move to the prophet Jeremiah, now prophets at the particular time of the Bible and presently, I want to contrast them too, but many folks read the Bible and have one idea of what prophets are. Oh yeah, that was a prophet. He's a guy that could like tell the future or something. Yes, there was times where they were seers, but most of the time it was a reproof. It was to hear a direct word from God and reprove. You'll find that the prophets spent most of their time reproving A, kings, B, and these aren't in particular order of importance, but A, kings, B, the church hierarchy of that time, and C, the apathetic people, all three of them. So here you have it today in our culture. Who do the prophets of God generally speak to? A, power. Power is represented through a political infrastructure, through a religious infrastructure. And B, they'll speak to apathetic people. Because, especially in America, and at the particular time of the Hebrew Republic, which is what I'm referencing here, though it was a monarchy, it was a republic based upon God's laws. The king held control of the army. The king established courts of justice, but it was all at the hand of God's law. In other words, the king couldn't say, well, I've got a different law that we're going to rule by now. No, it was God's law. At that particular time, and in this particular time, the government received power from the people. Because that's how God expressly delegated that authority to the civil government. First, he ordained that civil government. God does this, folks. This wasn't just a good idea of our founding fathers. God does this. He ordains that civil government system. and gives them power, puts the batteries in, per se. We had my son on 2 weeks ago talking about the flashlight and the batteries. Great concept. The flashlight is ordained by God. God ordains men, who are the batteries, put themselves into that flashlight and give it power. And voila, you have light and you have liberty in America. The prophets were directed specifically, and I want to speak to this topic of liberty. In Jeremiah 34, the prophet Jeremiah said, "This is the word that came unto Jeremiah from the Lord." He heard it directly from God. That's scary to some people, but it's a thankfulness that we should have, that we can hear from the Lord who created us, because after all, he's our creator. He knows how things should be set in motion. He knows how to look out for the best interests of his kids. It is wise, as it says in the Bible, to kiss the son lest he be angry. And it doesn't matter who you are, because God is no respecter of persons. Whether you be a political figure, whether it be a ministry or a minister or a lay person, there's no respect of persons with God. We fear God, and if we choose not to, it says in the Bible, kiss the son lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your ways. That's not what we're seeking here. We're seeking liberty. After Zedekiah made a covenant with all the people, Zedekiah being the king, which were at Jerusalem, to proclaim liberty unto them, guess what Zedekiah did? He proclaimed liberty, as many folks do. They use the context of the documents of liberty that have been handed to us from generation to generation. And then he goes back on his promise as a king. Afterward, they turned and caused the servants and the handmaids, who they had let go free, to return and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaids. Now, what does that mean? Well, they promised liberty. They gave them a little bit of time in liberty. And then the tyrants figured out, you know what? This isn't working so good for us. We don't have any more good slaves or servants. People aren't compelled to serve us in our wickedness. Therefore, we have to throw shackles back on them. And what I'm saying is God has everything to do with that business. He will send his men to confront. But folks, if those men that are confronting are not backed up by the power of the people whom he's confronting on their behalf, don't expect to get out of your chains. God's not going to do that for you. God won't do that for any of us. If I look up the word liberty in the Webster's 1828, liberty does not depend so much on the removal of all the restraints from a man as on the due restraint of the liberty of others. In other words, what it's saying is it's not so much how you're free to do what you want. It's so much that you're restrained from taking away another man's liberty. Now place that into proper context. Who strips liberty away? Me from my neighbor? Not unless I steal from him. Not unless I try to kill him, not unless I'm committing adultery. That would be me taking from another man's liberty. Now escalate it a minute. And I'm showing you this only for this purpose. God has everything to do with this. Folks, there is no help outside of that covenant that God made with man. Because God is the originator of liberty. He has established liberty so that we could abide in it. If we make not our covenant with him, we cannot expect liberty. And again, that's why I say there's plenty of countries around the world that you can go join forces with if you don't want liberty. But everybody claims to desire liberty. Then we have to be in the right compact. I go back to Roger Winthrop. He said all societies of men must be governed in some way or another. There has to be government. Governments were produced by our wickedness, by the way. Listen, if everybody wasn't wicked, if people weren't wicked, if people didn't do wicked things, there'd be no purpose for government. Well, but wait a minute. Then how would we provide for those that are poor in our societies? Not the government's jurisdiction. Government was never designated to bring forth welfare. In order to have a general welfare state, you need to have a general plunder state. Government's jurisdiction and job is not in that. It's not providing for your needs. That's not its job. Its job is to secure your liberties. How does it do that? Well, when another man tries to take away your liberty through lying, stealing, go through the Ten Commandments, that's how men take away liberty, then they execute justice. So as Roger Winthrop says, all societies of men must be governed in some way or another. The less they have of stringent state government, the more they have of individual self-government. This is going to tie into the next segment here, folks. So stay with me. The less they rely upon public law or physical force, the more they must rely upon private moral restraint. In other words, if I can govern myself, I don't need somebody else to govern me. Why are children placed under parents until they become a certain age? Because they need governors. They need tutors. That's found right in the scripture too. They need to be trained and raised until the point where they can be at liberty without the restraint of mom and dad. Because, now hear me right here, because some people would take this in the wrong context. Finally, no laws, no rules, no regulations. No, they are let go because those laws, those rules, and those regulations no longer need to be enforced by mom and dad, because now they're enforced by that young person's conscience. And you and I, as citizens in our communities, don't need laws to be enforced upon us if we enforce them upon ourselves. And I'm talking about moral liberties. Now, when it goes outside of that, and certain regulations, certain taxes, let's just leave it at that, regulations and taxes to keep it simple. When they're enforced upon us by a government system, that starts to become immoral because it has nothing to do with morality. Well, you say it has everything to do with morality because we need to feed those that are starving. We need to clothe those that are naked. We need to help mothers that don't have fathers in the home. We need to, then it becomes, now we need to help mothers who can't afford to have a child. Well, rather than placing that child in the custody and the ward of the state, which it doesn't belong there anyways, now the next thought process is going to be, well, we need to help mothers eliminate unwanted pregnancies. And then pretty soon we need to, because now children are the ward of the state, well, so are old people. Because families aren't doing their jobs to take care of the old people, so now the state does. And this particular invalid who's old is becoming a hindrance to the state. So then the state's going to have to decide what it's going to do because it can't deal with the hindrance. And now you have a right to get rid of that hindrance. Are you following the thought processes? All thought processes, if they're not engaged in the Word of God, if they're not engaged with the God who gave us liberty, are going to lead to the destruction of life, of liberty, and of your property. There's the answer. You know, when we talk about quite a bit on this show, Bradley brings it up quite a bit, this is not simple. It's common sense. A child can understand this. We debate on so many things that are rooted in the wrong principles. We waste our breath and our time because we're never going to solve the problem. A blood disease is not eliminated from the body like they used to do. They would bloodlet. They would cut a certain portion of the body and let some of the blood out. That never cured the disease. It has to be dealt with. We are talking about an issue of abandoning God and those Judeo-Christian principles. Now, I'm bringing a lot of black clouds in right now. But we're going to bring this up a notch in this next segment because there is answers. They are simple and they're very accessible for us to plug into even now at the Sons of Liberty. We'll talk to you next segment.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Really quick, I want to give you an understanding as to why I'm applying the scripture to these things, because many folks understand that they think they're right. Many Tea Partiers, many people that are conservatives, constitutionalists, whatever you want to call yourself. I'm right. These principles of liberty are right. Government should not be tyranny. That's right. But you need to understand why that's right. It's not right because you think it, or because you say it, or because it even makes sense. It's right because God is the author of it. Now, I want to bring another verse. Now, this is the Apostle Paul saying, "Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience?" That's where we have freedom of conscience. In other words, if my conscience says to me, I don't want to help that poor man on the side of the street who's homeless and doesn't have a job, nobody can force me to do it. Nobody can force to compel me to do charity. Some people have crept into government to think, yes, we can. We can force these bad people who aren't taking care of the poor to give to the poor. That's wrong, and it's not charity. It takes the spirit out of it. And ultimately, what you have to do is use force to people because there's no charity involved. Therefore, those institutions are better left up to the church, up to organizations that are volunteer organizations, nonprofit organizations, because they are truly driven by charity. And when you start to put that purse in with the power, then the power starts to see how they can extract more purse, money, coin, by a false representation of charity. And that's where you get organizations that have multiple millions of dollars coming in, namely our government, for certain charitable activities that don't help society, they cripple society, because they put those that are seeking the charity back to bed, not having to upkeep responsibility. So again, using the word of God as your source, you are twice as powerful. Nobody's going to listen to you just because you think you're right, or just because you can quote one of our founding fathers. The only time they're going to listen is when that spirit of God who ordained liberty is bearing witness on your behalf. And that you'll notice all through history. Whenever there was a great move, it was started by one who dedicated his life to God. God was the author of all moves that have brought forth liberty to mankind. Now, I want to change subjects here after I finish Mr. Robert Winthrop. Now, listen to this closely. Men, in a word, I've already read two paragraphs from this, but men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them, because remember, when I control myself, there's no external force that needs to control me. Either a power within them or a power without them. Now listen, he makes it even more plain for us so we can understand specifically what powers is he talking about. Either by the word of God, that should be within you, control yourself from within by the word of God, or by the strong arm of man. Okay, let's bring it down a little bit more. Either by the Bible or by the bayonet. He plainly says it. Our Speaker of the House, Mr. Robert Winthrop. It may do other countries and other governments to talk about how the state supports religion. That's impossible. The state can't support religion because the state would have to use force to compel a man's conscience. Now, I'm not saying this. The state is not at enmity with religion, but it can't support it. You can't have a state-run church. It's separation of church and state, which is the original meaning of the word separation of church and state. Get the government out of the church, because the government comes into the church with swords and staves. It knows only one method. And that's force. But Christ compels by grace. Now, if his law is broken, force comes in. Don't remove the law from Christ, because Christ said, I fulfill that law. But the church cannot, the state cannot control the church. He says here, under our free institutions, it is religion which must support the state. Yes, that's right. If you don't, your state's going to go haywire. And then you're going to have problems, which brings me to a problem that I just noticed here recently. Now, I'm going to play you a clip, and I'm not going to say the guy's name because I wouldn't even want to give him credit for what he's doing. But he's a musician, a rapper. He organized what's called a flash mob. This is what happened to flash mobs in New York City in 2003. He started. It's when a large group of people, often strangers, they don't know each other, but they're mobilized through viral emails, social media, etc. And they're told to meet at a particular place or do a particular activity at a certain particular time. And then once they're done doing it, they leave abruptly. They just scatter. They disperse. So there's no organization to this other than an email or a message board or what have you. So what this happened, it started to be used just to kind of do peaceful, practical jokes and things like that. But, of course, the enemy always wants to pervert that which is good and use it for that which is bad. Hence the internet. Hence television. All technology. You can use it for good or you can use it for bad. Hence guns. Hence knives, etc. And now they've been started to use for vandalism and violence. Now, what happened on Saturday is this guy, this particular musician, this particular rapper, sent out a little tweet or something like that and organized a flash mob. There's a ton of kids that showed up at this particular mall. And what I'm doing is showing you this. Number one, you have a group of young people, you have a generation that is not being mobilized the correct way. They're out there ready. They're screaming. They're thirsty. They're hungry. I need to do something. I need to step out. I need to be active. I need to cross lines, is what they're saying. And they're willing. They're willing to be obedient unto whomever will pipe to them to do those things that are within them to do. Folks, we cannot ignore that. They are there and ready, ready to be active. Martin Luther King Jr. did not ignore that. He plugged them into a moral movement, one of justice. As he tweeted this flash mob, I don't even know how many kids showed up, but I would say there's probably about 1,000 kids in this mall, 500 to 1,000 kids, waiting for this guy to show up. He shows up, starts playing songs, starts using obscenities, stands on tables. Then eventually he gets arrested before all of his followers, all of the group that liked his music. And then he tweets out to his group afterwards, "Today was just a statement." Now, I want you to listen to what this guy says after he organizes a flash mob for no purpose at all other than just to organize it for his own good, for his own gain. But he wants to talk about how he's loving the children. The reason I'm saying that again is because this generation has not been held accountable to the right standards. Therefore, this is the fruit of what they're doing. And it's not enough to get upset about what they're doing. It's enough to set the right standard and the right principles in front of them so that they can follow it and take that same energy that they've dedicated and produce liberty Let's play that clip from this guy.
We were home for a week. We did this whole flash mob thing that we did today. Wasn't necessarily about, like, you know, a funny, like, flash dance thing. It was more like a chance, you know, like, the first appearance that we've done in Ohio, like, you know, since we announced the major label deal. And it was kind of a chance to show all the kids that we really care about them and that we're still here and that we're still grounded. And, you know, we're going to be Ohio boys and Cleveland boys till we're 6 feet under. So I think honestly, now I just want to see their faces, that they are at the end of the day what inspires everything from the records to the performances to keeping us going and keeping us innovative and stuff. And I got a chance to see them. Unfortunately, they got a chance to see me get arrested and a couple of other EST members put in handcuffs, which sucks, but it's all good, man. And they said EST wasn't a cult.
Okay, so cut it off right there. So he says, I organized a flash mob because I just got signed to a record deal. I wanted to see the kids. I wanted to see the kids and show them how much I cared about them. So what he does is he gets up on a table, he gets himself arrested, and then he says, well, you know, unfortunately, all the kids got to see me get arrested. Now, what do we think that they're going to emulate? Now, again, I'm not pointing the finger. I am pointing the finger at that man because he knew exactly what he's doing, as all musicians do know what they're doing. They're mobilizing large groups of people for their own benefit, their own gain, and their own success, and they would cloak it with the fact that they actually care about them. That's why you have bands out there right now that their fan clubs are called the Maggots. I mean, yeah, I really love my fan club. I call them the Maggots. That makes a lot of sense. No, it doesn't, but who's teaching these principles? Folks, we cannot forsake this generation. They are there to be harvested right now. Number one, through your example. Number two, through your demonstration and through your actions, which sets an example after you become moral. I just talked about the principles that says before any man can be considered as a member of civil society, he must be considered as a subject of the governor of the universe. That's James Madison, our president. If we don't follow along those lines, you cannot have liberty outside of God. You cannot have a Tea Party. You cannot have a conservative caucus. You cannot have elected officials that are going to be held accountable unless you're held accountable by the God of heaven who gave you your rights. Now, in this particular city, the mayor recently vetoed an ordinance that would have criminalized some use of social media that was aimed at curbing flash mobs. See, then what society has to do is they have to say, wow, things have gotten out of hand. We've got to create more laws and then blanket the society with those laws. Now, unfortunately, underneath that blanket are two types of people, lawbreakers and law abiders. The law abiders have to suffer the reproof of those that have broken the law in an immoral system because people will not hold themselves accountable. The government's only thing they know to do is throw blankets on everybody. We lose our liberty due to our lack of conduct, due to our lack of reaching out. Don't tell the kids how much you love them when you're not showing and demonstrating. And when all you're doing is complaining. And when you got more time to go to the bar and smoke your cigarettes and play your lottery tickets and watch your television than you have for that next generation. You've got more time to go to fishing trips and football games than to make sure that your kid's getting a good education, because after all, I can throw them in the public school system and they'll take care of it for me, so I have more time to indulge in my immorality. These principles are never going to make sense. You're never going to attain to liberty because you're driving out of the wrong source, which is why you're listening to this program, the Sons of Liberty. That source is Christ. Separate him from liberty, you have no liberty. Separate your principles from the Bible, you will have no liberty. It will ultimately end up, as John Adams said, you will trade tyrants and tyrannies. Because somebody's got to come in and organize and collectively suppress lawlessness. This young man mobilized close to 1,000 kids at a mall. And they were screaming about him, trying to touch him as he was arrested leaving. That is wrong. But it's what's been accepted and allowed. But you don't accept and allow when you confront, number one, and number two, you go out and do. That's why this ministry has been in countless schools, because we are mobilizing the right group of people for the right principles, and what we can't figure out and what the next generation can't figure out is why in the world so many are complaining about them, complaining about what's going on, but they're not rallying their troops. Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty. Be back right after this break.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy. I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book.
Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. This hour just flies by. I want to read from the tweets again. You can find these Twitters at ConstitutionJM. Before any man can be considered as a member of civil society, he must be considered as a subject of the governor of the universe. Remember we talked about how simple this is? You know, people say, well, what's your solution? What's your solution? What's your answer? What are you going to bring to the table? And somebody says, well, why don't we start with thou shalt not kill? Oh, not again religious on us. That's not going to fix anything. Oh, we have serious fiscal problems right now. Our economy's in the tank, man. We need real answers. You come at us with this Bible. The Bible. Yeah, the Bible. That's exactly where we started. And that's exactly where we need to continue therein. How about thou shalt not kill? You know, do no murder. Isn't that what the Bible says? What if in our culture we did no murder, and it was criminalized when somebody committed the act of murder? Well, what does murder mean? Well, it's the act of unlawfully killing a human being with premeditated malice. In other words, you knew what you were doing before you took that person's life, and you knew that that what you were going to do is take their life from them against their own will. Do no murder. We've created a generation of people that don't see a big deal in a human life. Oh, now we're going to go into the social issues. Yes, because the objective of law is to protect liberty. The objective of government is to protect liberty. And guess what else? How about life? You know what? I'm going to read this. Many of you, this may be foreign to you, but let's catch on. Let's start making it not foreign to us and know it. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves. Yes, they were thinking of themselves, but not because they were greedy, and to our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Why do they do it? Not for themselves only and alone, but for their posterity. How about we eliminate murder in this country? Oh, well, but then that would, you know, what about the wonderful organizations like Planned Parenthood? They do a lot of good. Eliminate them. Let's see how much good happens in this country. Let's eliminate their unlawful funding. Let's take away from plundering the American people to support and sustain organizations that destroy their liberty. How about we start there? Let's go on to lying. How about when a political figurehead gets into office and he bold-faced lies to the American people? Well, you know, we're not perfect. When he lies and we make it a penalty when you lie and they suffer repercussions for lying. Hey, you and I do. We can't step into a court and lie. Listen, they stepped in the courtroom of office when they took an oath. To you. Now that only happens to you and I when we step into a courtroom and we swear an oath. Federal officials do it when they swear their oath to step into office. When their salary and their pay starts, they're under oath. They're breaking a law when they lie. How about thou shalt not steal? Oh, well, you'd say that is a penalty in our country. Is it a penalty in our country? When, again, a system who goes outside of its jurisdiction of government and plunders from every citizen in order to give to a certain demographic of people. That's stealing. If we eliminated that, would you and I have more liberty? Yes. These principles, again, found right back in the Bible that established liberty in this country. Remember the first verse I read, proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. Wow, who was doing that? They were doing that for ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. There's always a struggle around liberty. You know why? Because there's always an enemy trying to take your liberty away. Instead of focusing all of his efforts and all of his gifts and all of his talents on producing, he's trying to concentrate on how he can take from your production. There's always somebody at the other end of this thievery. Folks, we need to demand, as we do demand, not just on this radio show, not just from taking home the podcast, but demanding in our own lives so that our children don't look at us and say, well, mommy, you sure complain a lot about that, but why in the world are you doing that? Or get this, how many grandparents are raising their children's children? How many grandparents are raising their grandkids now? We have to instruct and keep that instruction. Keep it sharp. You know, my kids do schoolwork. I require them to do it every single day. What would they rather do, their schoolwork or play? Well, you guessed it. So is it the state's job to make sure that my kids don't play and that they learn their schoolwork? No! It's my job as a parent. How in the world can the state look after my kids? I'll tell you how they can. Follow this pattern. They can steal from all of my neighbors so they can set up a system that educates my kid because I refuse to take the responsibility to raise him myself. So therefore, government steps in and says, everybody else has got to pay the consequences because you wouldn't do your job. No different than the prisons that are full of people that are repeat offenders. Who's paying for those prisons? I'll tell you what's paying for them. It's not just our money, but it's our lack of justice. It's our lack of holding these systems to be accountable to justice and administer justice. You and I pay for it. It's like the drunk guy who goes out and he's recklessly driving, endangering everybody on the road's life. The cop tries to pull him over. They get into a high-speed chase again. The criminal endangering everybody's life, and now he's endangering a law enforcement official's life. His car rolls, this drunk driver. And guess what? He lives because he always does. Why is it that the drunk driver, the guy who's drunk, is always the one who lives? to show you, society, that you need to deal with justice, because if you don't, the wicked will always thrive and survive. And they're going to thrive and survive off of you, who are innocent. That ain't mercy. Mercy is looking out for victims or potential victims. He gets out of his car after we've just paid for that police officer to chase him down, risk his life, risk the life of society and communities. He rolls the car that he stole. He's not going to pay for it. Somehow it's going to get back to you and I, the taxpayer, those of us that govern ourselves. Then he gets arrested. Again, we pay the cop's salary to arrest him. We pay for his jail clothes when he gets booked. We pay for the judge's salary when he gets judged. And then we get to pay for his jail cell that he gets brought back into. And we get to pay for all the social workers. And we get to pay, because if you won't listen to justice, then the Lord will whack you in your pocketbook, which is most folks' God anyhow. There's the problem. What's the solution? Why don't we go right back to the Bible? For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? No, it doesn't need to be. And our documents are there, right there, to ensure that. If we will apply those things in our own societies, if we will apply and hold others accountable, not just ourselves now, but we got to start there. But then we hold our family accountable. Then what do? We hold our city council accountable. This is how government works. It's local government, right? And then from there, we hold our county accountable. Listen, these guys, especially at the counties, they get off thinking they're on a trip. They think they're demigods sometimes. Not all of them. And I love government when it works. And you will too. It promotes patriotism. Because again, government was produced by our wickedness. So it's a negative unto wickedness. But when you're good, oh, you love it. You love it. You don't fear it. You don't hate it. You absolutely love it because it's promoting your well-being. It's not promoting, it's protecting. It's protecting your well-being. And then we go from the county to the state. Then we hold our state officials accountable. Not just a rally once in a while. No, that won't do. It's incessant calling. It's incessant letters, watching. As a matter of fact, Samuel Adams said, we've got to treat it like liberty itself depends upon our own actions. Just us. There is nobody else in the world. That's how hard you should be working for liberty. As though it all depended upon you and your working. Now imagine that collectively in a state. It would not take long. Just like it only took 3% of our population to join an army under General George Washington to win liberty by force. Because that's what it was brought to. That's what it was escalated to. And then from our state governments, when our state is held so accountable, guess what they're going to do to the federal government? They're going to keep it in check. They're not going to try to kiss its butt because they can get some type of funding into their state so they can become a hero because everybody likes funding. That's what happens. No, because they're going to stand principle. They're going to stand principle upon those values because you won't tolerate anything less. Because you know, folks listening right now, before any man can be considered as a member of civil society, he must be considered as a subject of the governor of the universe. We must be his subject. You, listeners, must be his subject. When you are his subject, he moves these things out of the way. He makes the crooked places straight. He breaks in sunder the bars of iron and the gates of brass. Why? Because he's God. He authored it, and it's his business. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Sons of Liberty. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We're going to talk about more about liberty and what the true meaning of liberty is and how we need to cultivate that and keep it. Because we are liberty.